Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting. 4,000 hunters will get a chance to harvest 200 wolves later this month. The Natural Resources Board set the harvest quotas after a Jefferson County judge ordered the DNR to hold a hunt. WXPR's Katie Thorson breaks down what went into the decision.
Working under a crunched time frame, the Wisconsin DNR made wolf hunt quota recommendations to the Natural Resources Board 4 days after a judge ordered the state agency to hold a hunt this month. With the shortened season put together at the last minute, the DNR said it used the science it had used to determine quotas for past wolf seasons.
In prior seasons, when we had more time with the data, we estimated the non-harvest human-caused mortality rate to be 14%. We use that same 14% projection in the models this year.
Dave McFarland with the DNR said the 200 wolf harvest quota was based on a goal to stabilize the current population. He told the NRB that the comparatively small population size of wolves to other species in the state with harvest seasons, it's hard to know exactly how this hunt will impact the species.
It is near the center point of what the models would estimate will result in stabilization. And so there is some probability that it will lead to population decline. There's some probability that will lead to population increase. And again, that's just the uncertainty inherent in a population of this size.
All board members voted in favor of setting the 200 wolf harvest quota. That will be divided among 6 hunting zones in the state. 4,000 permits will be issued, more than double what's usually issued for a hunt. Vice Chair Greg Kazmierski said he made that suggestion based on the shortened time frame.
We have a very short window here to reach those harvest goals and objectives. Typically, when we were using 10 as the multiplier, we had the full season length to accomplish that harvest.
Permit applications opened on Go Wild at midnight. Hunters will find out on February 22nd if they got the permit. They can start hunting as soon as they've purchased their license. The season will run until February 28th or until the quota for a zone has been met. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
There is an appeal pending with the Milwaukee Court of Appeals that could stay the judge's decision. The DNR is going forward with the hunt unless court-ordered otherwise. Today, voters will narrow the field for Wisconsin's next superintendent. 7 candidates are running for the position. Today's primary will determine the 2 who will face off in the April election. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you still need to return your absentee ballot, you can return it to your polling place. It's too late to mail it in. Ballots need to be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day to count. More than 112,000 people have already voted in the election via absentee voting. You can find more information about the candidates on our website, WXPR.org. The Northwoods will have another voice advocating for rural economic development within the Wisconsin Economic Development Association. Brittany Beyer was recently elected to WEDA's Board of Directors. Beyer is the executive director of Grow North. She says she's used a lot of resources offered by WEDA to support her work with Grow North. Beyer says the board position will allow her to give state agencies input on what will work for rural economic development.
WEDA does a ton of advocacy for economic development. A lot of times, those tools, we need to make sure they work for our rural communities.
Beyer also serves on the Governor's Blue Ribbon Commission on Rural Prosperity and currently chairs the state's task force on broadband access. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is downplaying the storming of the U.S. Capitol last month. He said on conservative talk radio that it, quote, didn't seem like an armed insurrection to me. Johnson's comments yesterday came after he voted Saturday to acquit former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial. Johnson is one of Trump's most ardent supporters. He's up for re-election in 2022, but hasn't said yet whether he'll seek a third term. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.